The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
The insurance system makes everybody crazy. Here's Antonio Briseño, the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. And I am Ted Robertson, his very fortunate co-host, my favorite half hour of the week. Mr. Briseño is positively beaming today. Even though he's been in the insurance world for nearly two decades, he's seen the industry from the inside out, and he's seen the system change, and it just gets more chaotic. It's not a DIY thing anymore. You need an agent to handle this stuff for you. That's why Antonio does what he does, because he loves you and he loves his work so much. Take our advice. Listen to Antonio. I'm like the Jewish grandmother now. Listen to Antonio. He's going to save you a lot of money and tons of brain cells. And believe me, you're all under enough pressure, because we've got deadlines coming down on us to get your insurance in place so it's active on January 1st. We can't say everybody is going to be a success story here, but we sure don't know if you're going to be a success story or not with your insurance if you don't try. And trying means giving Antonio a call, 203-6424. It's that easy, 719-203-6424. In today's program, we're going to talk about being under 65 and operating with deadlines. I am both.
And aren't we all?
I can't say that for long, but I am both. Monica Caballeros joins us today. She's the Outreach and Program Marketing Manager for Connect for Health Colorado. And Connect for Health, of course, is one of our favorite partners here at the Agent Radio Program. In the second segment, Monica's going to join us, and we're going to talk about deadlines, but in other terms. We'll give you a surprise or two along the way. Housekeeping time. What do we got to do, Antonio? We got to talk about bumper stickers and killing things.
All right. That's right. Well, let's not get anyone yelling at us, so we're talking about killing the robocalls.
Yes.
That we all despise. It's not just me. I know everybody hates getting those calls, because they infect even your landline phones as well. So it's pretty disgusting.
It used to be the other way around. It used to be all landline.
And, I know.
And some mobile. Now it's all mobile and some landline. Isn't that a reversal of fate that just stinks?
I get them all.
Well, I know, yeah, you do. If I had a landline, I'm sure I'd be getting them too.
Just so, ridiculous.
46 billion with a B of those crazy robocalls every year in this country, and 27 billion of those are from people calling who are operating from within the insurance and healthcare space. They want to sell you stuff. They don't have your best interests at heart. They don't understand the Colorado market. They don't understand certain things about making sure that you get qualified plans. They don't care.
Nope.
They don't care. And that's why we want to starve them to death by not giving them information, by not doing business with them, and indeed by moving forward and complaining. And you could do that at the Colorado state level by calling the Department of Regulatory Agencies on these people. You can talk to the Attorney General's office. You can talk to your carrier. But the idea, never give them information. Antonio, why don't you give one quick example of what happens when you get the wrong and unqualified kind of insurance program?
Oh my gosh, we have so many. But, you know, we had just had someone in the office yesterday as well, where, you know, it's deceptive marketing is what really gets me, is these people will go ahead and either it's a lead or it's the robocalls. These carriers and these marketing companies are trying to sell products that, you know, in some right are okay. But when they do not give you all the right information, when they not tell you exactly what the plan is, and they make it sound like it's something you're looking for, is just completely wrong, and I think should be illegal.
Right. That's the misleading part. And what you do when you do business with these people is you put your family and your family's assets at risk. If something catastrophic happens, you find yourself going $25,000, $35,000, $50,000 out of pocket because of what you were not told when you bought insurance from somebody over the phone, by a postcard, There are even a couple of local people here in this market that are selling policies like that.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely local agents here as well.
The moral of the story is that you contact Antonio if you have the least bit of doubt in your mind. 203-6424, the bumper sticker, Antonio doesn't charge. The agent doesn't charge. It is free to call him, and he will tell you, is that robocaller feeding you a line, or is this somebody in the local market who's legit? He's not jealous of your business. He's not going to try to take you away from somebody who's treating you right. He's going to say, go do business with that person. They are an honest person. If it's the other way, he's going to tell you that too.
So let's get to Monica's opinion. What do you think about these robocalls?
I think you hit the nail on the head. They are very... They can be really dangerous, especially since they use those deceptive marketing tactics. I know when I've been doing outreach, I even talk to our partners at the state who have said I get these calls and who almost would go forward and purchase these plans with them. So it's been a couple close calls with folks that I've been working with too. And so it's so great that you are there for people to help them figure out, is this real, is this not real, and hopefully steer them in the right direction.
There it is. There it is. If you are driving down the highway right now and you're listening to the program and you need a phone number, you don't have to remember it. We're going to say it a bunch of times throughout the program. If you can safely pull over and write it on something, even if it's in the dust on your dashboard, it's 719-203-6424. I want to bring Antonio and Monica directly together now because the two of you have an awful lot to talk about. So again, introducing Monica Caballeros, Outreach Program Marketing Manager for Connect for Health Colorado, one of our favorite partners here on the Agent Program. Antonio?
Yes, well, it's great to have you back on the show, and I know we'll have you on multiple times throughout 2020 as well. So thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, anytime. So, you know, one thing we want to mention is, you know, what is today? Today is December 14th. What does that mean to everyone out there listening to the show and everyone else frustrated about our favorite topic? Today is December 14th. It is the day before the deadline. What do we do, Monica?
You got it. Tomorrow is the deadline to get health insurance coverage that starts on January 1 of 2020. So you want to call Antonio or visit the website or really make sure that you're looking at your options because tomorrow is the last day to get signed up for coverage that starts the first of the new year.
So if you are still frustrated, confused, don't know what to do, and you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, tomorrow is the deadline. What am I going to do? I'm having problems. Give us a call, 719-203-6424, or even stop by. We are in the office, so we will help you, and we'll get things taken care of. And the biggest thing that we can do for you is just help you understand, is help you understand what the plans mean, help you with the process of creating an account, doing the application, and getting enrolled. It doesn't have to be something that causes a panic attack. You know, we can help you. So, Monica, love to hear from you about, you know, how is open enrollment going from a C4 standpoint?
Thank you so much for asking. It has been really a steady open enrollment, and we're seeing a lot of people shopping. So by the end of November, so during the month of November, we saw that about 90% of our returning customers are shopping to a different plan in their same level of coverage. So that's really exciting to hear that people are really taking the time to look at their options because, as I'm sure you know and as you explain every day, you have to really think about those trade-offs and think about things that are more than just the premium amount. So we have lots of shoppers, and we're really just trying to make sure everyone is aware of the great resources that are available, like yourself and your enrollment center that you run, because we have 23 enrollment centers all across the state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's great. I mean, I think the opportunity that you have given us to have enrollment centers is amazing as well, because that really gives the clients in the community a place to come where they know, you know, we're someone that's actually partnering with Connect for Health Colorado. And so it's not just an agent on their own going, well, yeah, I'll come help you. But they know that it's someone that's actually partnering with you to really help educate and help that person get the best coverage possible that's going to work for them and their family.
That's right. And I think when sometimes we talk about being the official health insurance marketplace, it sounds very kind of theoretical, you know, where is it? What are you? But, you know, having a face and just a real human being who you can go and talk to at these enrollment centers, I think just makes it so much more real. And when it comes to something that's so personal, you know, like your health insurance, like the state of your health, what your health needs are, who, you know, the type of doctors who you go visit and you want to keep seeing. And then add on top of that, that health insurance is also something that has so many financial implications, right? You know, if you make the wrong plan choice now, is that going to mean that you're paying a ton more later when you end up using services you didn't maybe anticipate? I think it's just so great, again, that there's a real human being that you can go and talk to. It's not just some website. And I think, you know, kind of thinking back to our talk about robocalls and not really knowing who these people are, you know, there's real credibility. You know, people know you. You're established in the community. And so it's been great that we can really kind of sink our some roots into these communities by with our partnerships with people like you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's our pleasure. We really enjoy sitting down with our clients and going over everything that, you know, it's concerning them. I mean, we have multiple clients who are overwhelmed and confused and just not sure what to do. And so my staff and myself, we really find it a pleasure to really help and educate people so they can get what they need, because it is terribly confusing.
Monica Caballeros and our friend Antonio Briseño are both going to be discussing in the second segment a lot about tax credits. There are tax credits involved in getting insurance, and if you don't know about them, you could be missing out hugely, right, Antonio?
Oh, yes.
Hugely. You have some great examples of that that we'll give in the next segment when we come back from this break. Monica Caballeros, Outreach Program Marketing Manager for Connect for Health Colorado, and Mr. Antonio Briseño, the agent, the guy who gets things done. Let's take that break. You're listening to KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
We're at Health Markets, a free service to help individuals and families find affordable health insurance under Obamacare. Mike, there's a lot going on.
With so many changes to Obamacare this year, Health Markets invented the Fit Score, helping consumers instantly compare their plan to thousands of others nationwide to quickly see how to maximize their benefits and save money. Best of all, our service is free.
Keeping my doctor is so important. Can Health Markets find plans that make that possible?
Health Markets makes it easy to find the right health insurance fit, including plans that can let you keep your doctor and save you money. Using our free service, we can find you subsidies that will substantially lower your costs, even finding you plans with $0 monthly premium.
Don't go it alone when there's such an amazing free, unbiased service.
Looking to save on health insurance? Call Health Markets Insurance Agent Antonio Briseño at 719-203-6424 or visit healthmarkets.com. No obligation to enroll.
Welcome back to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio, my favorite half hour of the week. I hope it's yours as well. In this segment, we're talking more about deadlines, but even more importantly, because we don't want to make you nervous with deadlines, but we do want to give you the gift of information about tax credits. We would be hugely remiss if we did not share this information with you. Antonio, I'm going to turn you and Monica loose on this one and just get right out of your way.
Sure. Well, first thing, let's give that phone number, 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. So in case you're on the side of the road just waiting for that number, there it is. Give us a call, and we're more than willing to help you. So yes, we're talking about deadlines, and we're also talking about Tax credits, subsidies, APTCs. You see that on your paperwork. So just so you're aware, when you get letters from Connect for Health and it says APTC, those are basically the tax credits and subsidies that you were receiving to lower the cost of your insurance. And so as you're probably aware, and you've probably heard on the news, we've also had some other changes as well where prices went down up to 20% because of the reinsurance bill. So, Monica, how has this changed things? When we've seen some changes where some subsidies have gone down and the reinsurance bill has brought down prices, and we've seen some really different things happening.
I'm so glad that you're asking about this. So as you explained, the reinsurance bill passed, which was, I like to kind of explain it as insurance for insurance companies.
Yep.
So it takes those kind of most costly customers out of that risk pool and lowers the cost for everyone else. Now, due to the complicated ways that the marketplace likes to or must calculate those subsidies that lower the cost of the premium, when prices go down, it also means that the financial help available or those subsidies will generally also decrease. So for people who are going through Connect for Health Colorado, they are qualifying for those subsidies, which just as an example of individual can earn up to about $49,000 a year. And for a family of four, that number is about $103,000 in 2020. So it's quite a bit of money. But the idea is that since the financial help amount is going down, it's more important than ever to shop around. And so what that means is that instead of just automatically renewing the plan that you had last year, even if you like it, it really would be smart to take a second and see if there is a comparable plan that has those similar benefits, but that the price is a little bit lower. And the reason is because if you are just automatically renewing your plan, you might actually see a tiny net increase in your premium, again, because of kind of the complicated ways that the tax credit or that subsidy that gets applied to the premium is calculated.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it's been really interesting as we've researched and look at the different plans for our clients. I mean, I had one client that has a family of six, and he does not get any subsidies, so he makes a decent living that he's not eligible for any, which is fine. He's used to that. But it was pretty amazing when we re-enrolled him. He was on a bright silver bronze, a bright bronze. And for the same price this year, he was able to get a bright silver. It was amazing.
Wow.
He was shocked.
So are you seeing that the customers generally who don't qualify for financial help are really seeing the benefits of that, the reinsurance bill that passed?
Yeah, they are definitely getting a benefit. And that has been great because it's a long time coming. It really is. I mean, they've been struggling for a while. And just because they don't get tax credits doesn't mean all of them make a ton of money. I mean, I've had several clients that, you know, they're a W-2 employee and their gross income is higher, so they can't get those tax credits, but their net income, you know, is not great. So they're still struggling.
Life in Colorado is expensive.
Yeah. And many other places as well.
That's true.
Yeah, so that has been a wonderful thing that we've seen, and it has given us the opportunity to really look at our clients, you know, their needs, and that's the number one thing that we're going to look at is their needs and what's going to be best for them. And by doing that and researching those plans and finding the different plans that would work for them, we have still been able to save them a lot of money. I mean, I was just looking at one last night, and by just tweaking it a little bit, taking one going from one carrier to another, same exact, you know, area, it was still bronze, but going from one carrier to another, the increase was going to be like $143. But by making that adjustment, it was only $55.
Wow. Well, it's so exciting to hear those stories from you and from the rest of the, you know, enrollment centers and assistance sites that we operate, to understand how it's really impacting people, right? And I'm so glad that we also, I keep saying this, but I am so glad that we have you as a resource, especially if maybe you're in the boat where you are getting financial help, maybe you started shopping around a little bit on your own, and you're not totally sure how these subsidy changes might affect you this year. You know, you don't have to be the expert yourself. That's what we have experts like you for.
Yeah, and we really like to educate our people because, you know, we also do with work with a lot of sole entrepreneurs. And I find that the entrepreneurs out there, the self-employed individuals, it's really tough for them as well because they are using different numbers. You know, they're going off of, you know, they have to look at their adjusted gross income. They have to look at the modified adjusted gross income. And so there's a lot more figures for them to have to deal with. And so helping them find the best plan and helping them to get the subsidies and other little tricks that we have that we can help them with to save a lot of money. As we've talked about on the show before about businesses, you know, we've had multiple business owners that we've been able to save, you know, anywhere in, you know, $8,000 and $10,000 a year just by some different ideas that we have by working with accountants that are partners of ours and working with financial planners and attorneys. So we're able to come up with some unique and creative ways to save people even more money.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun, and we really enjoy seeing people save a lot of money because then that money can come back to our community. So
that's right.
So what about our, let's talk about our deadlines. So we have one deadline that I know you and I really enjoy and really like, but I think it's under, let's see, what is the right word? People don't really think about it very much. Would you agree?
I would agree. And, you know, open enrollment comes right kind of during the time where there's holidays, people are, you know, thinking about Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then the New Year's and then whatever, you know, the other holidays around this time. But the 15th of December, which is a Sunday, tomorrow, is the first really important deadline, because that is the last day to get enrolled for January 1st coverage. And then the second really important deadline, you know, maybe life happens. You're not able to, you know, get enrolled for whatever reason. The good news is that the Colorado open enrollment period actually goes until January 15 of 2020. But the catch is that if you come in and you get enrolled, you know, between the 16th of December and the 15th of January, your coverage isn't going to start until February 1. And so if you have a plan that's ending at the end of this month, and then your new coverage doesn't start until February, you know, you could have that 1 month where you have a gap in coverage.
Right. Yeah, we definitely see that. And you want to be careful. But I think one of the biggest things I always try to emphasize to our clients is, you know, if life does happen, please remember that January 15th deadline, because that would be better to have 1 month in lapse in coverage than an entire year.
I totally agree. And as I'm sure you've talked about in other shows, or maybe new for folks who are listening now, outside of this open enrollment period, you know, once that January 15 date goes, there won't be another opportunity to get signed up until November 1 of 2020. So it's and, you know, there are certain events that can happen in your life, like losing your job, losing Medicaid coverage, getting married, having a baby, a few others. But unless one of those things happens to you, you know, you're going to be out of luck. So the time to act is now.
Yes, you definitely want to contact us. That phone number is 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. Give us a call. It's pretty crazy. So call us and we'll be able to answer questions and help you out, get you an appointment if you need, and help you get enrolled. And we're going to be still in the office after December 16th, helping people out and enrolling people, because some of those people, you know, maybe they didn't need the December 15th because, you know, maybe their employer coverage didn't end until January 1st or, you know, or later. And so it's a great deadline to keep in mind. Tell your friends, tell your family that we still have that January 15th deadline as well. And just a reminder, because our friends for last weekend, you know, was December 7th, which is the Medicare deadline. If you have an Advantage plan and you don't like that Advantage plan, you do have another enrollment period, which is January 1st through March 31st, that we can change the Advantage plans only. So keep that in mind and give us a call at 719-203-6424. And then one other plug, you know, one of the areas we really love to work in and we're really helping a lot in is we help businesses a great deal, and we are helping a lot of our clients that are having immigration problems as well. Our office has been studying this a lot and becoming an expert in that area as well. So if you have a friend or family that has an immigration issue and they need help or questions, give us a call, 719-203-6424.
Antonio Bersenio, the agent, the guy who gets things done, and his very special guest, Monica Caballeros, who is with Connect for Health as the outreach and program marketing manager for, again, Connect for Health. Wonderful conversation, you two. Lots of information, as always. And Monica, we appreciate your expertise very, very, very much, and we love the partnership that the agent has with you as well.
Thank you so much for having me and for just sharing all of this wonderful information and the resources Antonio brings to the community.
And looking forward to having you back very soon, Monica. Thank you again.
Thank you.
So here's something we've been thinking about for a while, Antonio. We've been thinking about doing a program on procrastination. Are we finally getting around to it?
We are. Well, you know, we've talked about it for a while because, you know, that guy... What is it?
Yeah, don't be that guy.
It's all about procrastination.
And that guy who doesn't have insurance and something bad happens, his whole family's resources can be wiped out. His resources can be wiped out. He could find himself in negative cash flow for a long, long time. Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. Be the smart one. Antonio, the agent doesn't charge. Remember that bumper sticker as well. Call 719-203-6424 if you have questions, comments, you want to set an appointment because you need insurance or just want to have the insurance you've got looked at. If Antonio can't personally answer your call and you get his voicemail, just leave a message. One of his staff will call you back if he doesn't. Thank you for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Bersenio, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join Antonio Saturday mornings on KRDO News Radio at 11:30. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime at KRDO.com. Select radio and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Bersenio, the agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.